Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast. My name is Ryan Jones, joined once again by Katie. Wait, hello, Katie.
Hello.
And the return of our friend, Matt Munson. Hello, Matt.
I missed you guys way too much.
I know, right?
And reappear.
So for those of you that are new to us, Matt was on Rachel's season, and we got to see Rachel again this week. I'm sure that had to have been a trip to see her back in her old stomping ground, sitting down, having a chat with Chris.
It was very cool. She does a lot, you know, and probably the perfect person, I think, to have. You know, what? Regardless of how you felt about the discussion that was had, I think if you had to pick one person, she was it.
Yeah. I mean, you know? She's oftentimes the one they use to do the heavy lifting.
Yeah. And she's always poised and she's well-worded. And I don't know. I think she just fits.
Yeah. Well, and seeing all the stuff she had to deal with after she was named the Bachelorette, yeah. I think it was the right person. And we'll sort of dive into that at the end here. But in the meantime, I wanted to start where the show started, which was still in Australia. We have, these are our final 2 weeks. We have a rose ceremony. Will there be two women? Will there be three women? That was the question.
Yeah, they definitely dragged the anticipation out. They opened up with Peter still being really conflicted about these three, possibly two women. And you have Victoria and Hannah Ann just kind of standing around freezing once again.
Yeah, can we get them a cover up or something?
Like just, yeah, a scarf, anything, please. They're kind of, where's Maddie? Like whispering and, you know, what's going to happen?
I hope she doesn't show up.
Then they just like shoot to Chris Harrison, just like looking all around. And Peter's like, oh, I guess it's just them two left. And then Madison finally appears, makes a fashionably late entrance.
You never really doubted she was going to, I don't know, to me, she was coming.
No, she was definitely going to show up. But
for sure.
You know, if she chose to leave, and then they would have this added drama of, yeah, you're giving us roses, but sort of by default. And he can say all along, these two were going to be my choices, but good luck convincing either one of them.
Yeah, right. That would
especially with all the work he put in, you know, as you're watching back with Maddie of, don't go, I don't want you to go, I don't want you to go. And then she left anyways. And the fact that she did show up, I didn't think it was a given. Then for her to say, well, I was falling in love with him, and then last night happened, now I'm not sure. You have another case of Maddie, hey, this is probably good information to share with him before you get a rose.
Yes.
Two weeks in a row now, she saves the bombshell for, although she didn't even tell him that yet, but she's telling us, she doesn't tell him probably the most important piece of information before he makes his decision.
I knew Madison was going to come back just because there was no way they would have her exit in that way. Like, she was too big of a contestant on this season to just say, oh, please don't go. Yeah, and then camera shut down. Like,
that's true.
To be continued.
And Hannah is the one who gets the first rose in the rose ceremony and continues, I think, to be just sort of the easiest because there was no drama on their, you know, their fantasy suite. And in general, they really haven't had any issues because, again, since Champagne Gate, she hasn't.
Yeah, she's kind of just been there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's the one, I mean, like I said, she stood out to me from the time she went to meet his family. That girl, remind me of her name again?
Madison,
Maddie. She stood out to me. But Hannah, I don't know. She seems a little bit quieter. She's kind of more reserved, I guess. Wasn't all in the editing. Maybe that's just a lot, you know, good part of who she is. But I didn't really get to know her at all. And again, I didn't watch a ton, but so that didn't really. But Kelsey, she doesn't seem, even though she's good with her, she doesn't seem to be good with everybody else because a lot of people were.
Yeah, there was a lot of accusations in the house about her drinking too much.
Oh, okay, okay.
Being a quote unquote alcoholic and pill popper and like all this random drama that.
And then she made
was
a,
ridiculous.
She made a comment about how I'm just different or something, and somebody said, "You're not different. You're fake."
Yeah.
Which is really the description was. It's not that you're different. It's you're
yeah.
You right. I mean, you had this second tier of women who I think we all would agree had no chance of being there at the end. And so when you load a house full of 23 and 24 year olds, you're just going to get a bunch of infighting, especially when they're fighting for the same idea in their head. I think, you know, they want to be seen as the best and more empowering so that they can go and get onto Paradise and be the fan favorite and then have appearances and just be the person from the season on Bachelor Nation. And that's where I think all the stuff with McKenna came from of, well, she's got these scripted lines and because she's trying to be like, because she was already sort of a social influencer, if you will. And so she wanted to be the strong woman and play that role. But it you can't have it so that it sounds like you're reading lines.
Reading off a card.
And so, but the women that we have left, you know, Victoria had a lot of drama because of not just fact that she always wanted to fight with Peter, which is always a great sign. But then we had all the off the camera.
Not
off
a red
camera.
Flag at all.
No, totally. Well, like, you can just all always fight, which is cool. But then Hannah, well, and then obviously Madison, really the only red flag is the fact that she didn't tell him until after she got the, you know, this rose to get her into the final three that, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm saving myself for marriage. And Hannah's just sort of there, and he would say, like, you're not going anywhere. You're good. We're good.
Was and very, she's just like, okay.
Yeah, like very clear about how, you know, oh, I'm falling in love with you. Okay, now I'm in love with you. And Hannah was very open about the fact that, like, I understand you have other relationships here.
Do what you got to do.
I'm going to be here no matter what. And is the only one of the three that had been...
You figure it was a lock.
Yeah, because she's the only one that gave that, give me one of the bingo words, validation, or whichever one you prefer. And so she seemed like the easiest one. And that's why it was no, I don't think, a surprise to anyone. First rose, out of the way. He actually seemed excited to give her the rose.
Yeah.
And then the next one, you would think he was having his teeth pulled out because, oh my God. What am
that
I going to do?
So what are your opinions for why Victoria F. made it as far as she did? And the reason I asked that is because a couple weeks ago, somebody asked me, you know, why would he pick her? Like, what, you know, she just makes life difficult. They fight all the time. There are these accusations against her. But like my point was, you know, especially when you look at the other two girls that are left, she's kind of the only one who gave him a little bit of a run for his money, and that was a challenge. Like, there is something to be said whether or not it's a guy or girl, sort of like maybe if it's just lusting after the bad boy or the bad girl, or you know what I mean? Like, they argued, but maybe he liked that. Maybe the other ones were like a little too passive. Maybe he kind of liked the friction with he and Victoria F. You know, I mean, she was kind of like a little bit of a badass, I guess. So maybe he was drawn to that. It would be my only interpretation of it.
I honestly think that's probably the only.
You know, you think that's crap or what? I mean, the only reason I say is because like she's kind of cute and she's
kind of.
Yeah, I mean, she's cute, right? So, well, a woman asked me, and she's like, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. And I go, well, she's attractive, number one. You know, they seem to have, even if it's like a, you know, they bunt heads a little bit, there's like, you know, maybe it's like sexual tension. I don't know, but there's something there. There's chemistry, you know? So even though they fight, some of the best relationships are, you know, that balance of like passion fighting.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's layered with her because part of it is the just instant chemistry.
Yeah.
And I made this comment multiple times and I still stand by it. I just think he wanted to get the fantasy suites. He felt that chemistry and
so
was like,
needed to play
I will overlook some of or many of these red flags because there's something here and
Okay.
This is getting there.
I got to see this through.
Yes, totally.
All the way through.
But then part of it was because he even commented on how, you know, like, not everything has to be easy. Yeah, this is sort of the time when it should be.
Yeah.
It's later on when maybe some of the harder things come along. The fact that you're getting in fights every time or have to even point out, like, we haven't even fought yet today. That's a red flag. But she was sort of, we've said before, red flag city.
Yeah. I think he wanted it to get to a certain place. He wanted to get there with her where he is with Hannah Ann Madison, you know, the top people. And I think he was just honestly trying to pull for that, and it just wasn't getting there. And finally this week, I think he was just like,
enough's enough.
It's not saying it's in the same place, but they can't get to that. I mean, she can't articulate anything she's saying, and she's upfront with that. She's like, I can't convey any of my feelings. Like, I don't know how to talk, basically.
We're great, so other than communication.
Oh, yeah. She just hit a brick wall, basically.
Yeah, and he said that last week. I don't know if you saw it, but he's like, I love everything about this relationship except the communication.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I think that's probably the biggest part.
The communication was not the top of his priority list.
Right. And
I'm not disagreeing with that either, but I think he was really trying to get to a certain place with her, and it just wasn't there. There was definitely chemistry, there's definitely a connection, but I think he needed that, you know, final person.
And I think she benefited from this group of women, because I think as many times as I'll say, like, he wanted to get to the fantasy suites, and I think that's true. I don't think it's just, oh, no matter what, I need to get to the fantasy suites with her. But it's the whole picture of, well, look at what I'm dealing with. So I think Victoria was able to sort of keep going through, because the women he's sending home in favor of her weren't very impressive, especially to him. So he's thinking, well, at least I have chemistry with her, and there's fight there. And because obviously the worst thing... You know, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference. And that's the worst thing, is you don't want someone who is just like, with.
Yeah.
So at least if there's a fight, there's emotion there, there's feelings there. So that, I think, carried her through as well, because just these other women, whether you want to say right reasons or whatever, just they weren't right.
Yeah.
So forget about right reasons, they just didn't fit. And so I think that was sort of a perfect storm for someone like Victoria, who just flowed out with red flags. Yeah, it didn't matter, because it's like, in place of who? Like, who would you have picked instead of her? I mean, Kelsey almost beat her out. I mean, come on. Yeah. Seems like a perfectly nice girl, but she had no business being that far in the show.
Yeah, I mean, even who he has left, I mean, Madison seems great. But Hannah Ann, again, we go back to, she's just kind of like there. You know what I mean? So... at least, I don't know. She added some flavor into the whole thing. I mean, even if it was, you know, not a good flavor, but there was some fire there. You know what I mean?
But
I think he was drawn to it.
She showed why she needed to go, though.
Because I was tired.
As soon as they sat down, she's like, I don't even want to hear it. And back to the voice of when she attacks him and is like, it is what it is. And no, forget it. I don't want to hear it now. She gets in the car. Mm-hmm. And just is done with him. Yeah. And I feel
I'm
like...
ready if, for paradise.
Yeah, yeah. If that were Hannah or if that were Madison, I feel like it would have been more of a heartbroken, oh my God, this was so difficult. I can't believe this is over, as opposed to just like, don't even talk to me. You know, this is the sort of exit you see in week 4.
Yeah.
Where, oh my God, how could you send me home in week 4 over those girls? This is incredible. And... Victoria is having that reaction now. Like, okay, yeah, he made the right choice.
And what did she say last night? I mean, I even thought that was a little bit silly. Like, well, there's been a lot of Chris Harrison, there's been a lot of accusations about you, and have you broken up marriages? I guess it's just a weird question to ask, but did she actually admit that there was some truth to that?
No. Well, so that's, I mean, we sort of got a little taste of that earlier.
Yeah, so they were on a date, Victoria and Peter, and one of Peter's ex-girlfriends.
Yeah,
did you see that?
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so made these claims that she, you know, had broken up marriages.
Homewrecker.
Yeah, homewrecker. And then he, you know, confronted her and it blew up. And basically, I guess Chris Harrison just wanted to, you know, get it out there. Not like she would be like, you know what? Yes, actually.
But did she give any like insight as to why that accusation was made is what I meant?
Well, and she said last night, she said last night that it's just a girl that didn't like me.
Yeah,
but it's, I think they went specifically out of their way to give her the opportunity to say that, because when Peter confronted her about it, now she had sounded like she was a few drinks in, so maybe this is part of it, but she never actually denied it when she was presented or attacked, as she says, by Peter. She just, that's when she's like, you're just attacking me. And he said, excuse me? Excuse you what? And got up and ran away. So no point did she stand her ground and say, this is ridiculous. This is someone that just doesn't like me. I would never do that. I have never done that. And now that we've been watching the show back, I'm sure people have said to her, you need to actually maybe say that you haven't done these things, as opposed to just if you look and see that your answer didn't convey that.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that you handled it poorly anyways.
So I think that's why last night she was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the reasons why I thought that he kind of was attracted to her, because, I don't know, she kind of put him in his place, like, excuse me, you know. I don't know. There was something to that. And I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm saying maybe it speaks a little bit to his, you know, not being ready for this whole thing. If that's the kind of thing that he's still drawn to, like, you should really have a tolerance for that at this point.
Right.
But and I think, you know, if you're really out here looking for somebody you're going to spend the rest of your life with, why waste your time with somebody who is kind of, you know, has an attitude and is sort of, you know, not nice, you know? I mean, bottom line, she's just not that nice. So, I don't know. To me, it says, if you're messing around with a girl like that, are you really ready to find the one that you're going to be with forever? I don't know. Well, again, I think it just is the bigger picture of the whole, the casting of, you know, whether it be him as the lead or all these girls, you know, makes sense that they're all young. He's young. But, like, I think that's why, not to jump ahead, but, like, you know, they knew people are, like, kind of fed up with all this. And now we're going to go into Claire, and she's older, and she really, I believe, is going to know what she wants. And but I think this whole season, I don't know, it was just like, OD'd on the youthfulness and the silliness.
I get what they were trying to do, but we saw very clearly early on that, oh, this is not a great batch for him eventually having a strong final group of four where you're like, ooh, there are a lot of really good future Mrs. Webbers here.
There just wasn't much substance there, like, overall.
Well, then even Victoria, so she's got this fight, and they have this chemistry, and then we see her flip the switch. And she gets in the car, and then she also blames Madison somehow. Because, and this goes to show you again how someone who can't see the fact that, oh no, maybe it's the fact that I attacked him at every chance I had, or that we were always fighting, or that there was this woman that he used to date that told him that I broke up marriages. Like, no. It's because Madison gave him an ultimatum about sex, which he didn't follow anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it just that's the perfect.
It's always somebody else's fault, you know. I mean, you're never wrong. That's part of being young too. Like when you haven't really matured enough to be able to realize and admit your own mistakes, it's just it's always somebody else. It can't be me.
And I think that showed right there why she just wasn't ever going to be the person.
No.
Because forget about all the things we've talked about. In 30 seconds, she showed us why. How could you possibly sit there and think that Madison's ultimatum had anything to do with tipping the scales for you going home? Because it's not as if I could maybe see it if he said, you know what, I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that. But no, he said, this happened, but
we're not going to go to the fantasy suite because.
And then she doesn't get a chance to, take their relationship to a next level. Absolutely. Perfect. Mm-hmm. But that's not what happened at all.
Yep.
Did you guys see the meme that said these two just need to hurry up and meet in paradise? And it was her, it was Victoria F, and it was Luke P. Because she's much milder version. But I mean,
Victoria?
Well,
or Madison?
I think Madison. I think you're talking about Madison.
Well, no, I think that she's, I mean,
because there were, they, there people were comparing Madison.
See, I saw a meme that put her in him.
Victoria would destroy Luke P.
Well,
oh
maybe, that's why, maybe that's why.
That would like shatter his brain.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because they would just be, you know, some, again, somebody that would call him on his BS.
Yeah.
Somebody that would stand up to him. Like she kind of did with Peter. With
that's
Peter,
a reality
though.
Show in itself.
And oh she kind of ran roughshod over Peter. But now she would kind of go up against, you know, a better match for her in terms of, like, he's not going to lay down, but eventually she'll mow over him anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know it was the two of them. I'm 98%
sure. That'd be quite
the thing, though, is, like, yeah, she's, I guess, because even when on the hometowns, when she, whether you want to say stood up to him or whatever, as soon as he pushed back, she ran away.
Yeah. So when it wasn't going her way. She got
exactly. So she is someone who is happily going to make some noise.
Yeah.
But as soon as it gets pushed back towards her, it wasn't even just with him. She did the same thing with the other.
I can't.
With the other women, she did the same thing. And she would just say, you know, drop the mic, if you will, or at least in her mind, and then leave. Yeah. So.
Well, Luke P, he didn't really, I mean, when somebody stood back up to him, it was a little bit different than when he could just be the bully. I always thought, you know, when somebody kind of like got in his face a little bit, he wasn't as much of a bully at that. You know, he was a bully because a bully will, you know, try to run roughshod, and when he can't, then he kind of cowers a little bit, but... Yeah. I don't think we'll ever see him again. So it's kind of
God willing. I will.
I hope not.
Oh my God! Don't ruin paradise, please. Keep him away. But so we ended up. We have Hannah Ann. We have Madison.
Yeah.
We have a two-night live finale that, as Chris says, no one knows how it will end. Even Peter.
Because there's a some.
Which I don't understand how that's possible.
So the only way that can work is if he doesn't make his decision until he's on live TV next week.
Oh, yeah.
Which is making both of these women wait since Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't know.
Until March?
Yeah.
I mean...
It's a long time.
Holy...
Or unless he proposes to someone and she doesn't give him an answer.
But what's the whole... In the preview, what's he heartbroken? You know, he says, oh, my God. Some news is broken.
Well,
to him.
And, of course, you have his mother saying, bring her.
Go get her.
Go get her. And, you know, that's the clip they keep going back to. It could just be as easy as, well, whoever he picks, go back and get her. It doesn't need to necessarily be about one person. It doesn't have to be about Madison or Hannah Ann or pick your person. But it's just, it's so funny to constantly hear that line. And but then we don't know who the person is. So it's just whether he hasn't chosen or, and they didn't choose Hannah as Bachelorette. So, hey, maybe that's still in play. There are a lot of different ways it can go, which I like because every year we do this and every year it comes down to here and it's, we know exactly how the formula is going to be. Until, you know, I guess Colton broke it a little bit. But in general, we know this formula and now no one really knows how this is going to go. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's no proposal. Maybe there's a proposal and a denial. Maybe there's two proposals. Who knows?
It'll definitely be, I mean, since there have, I mean, we don't read spoilers anyway, but there have been no spoilers from anyone, so.
Which is great.
It'll be interesting to see.
Because that's the one thing people stop in our office all the time. And they'll say, oh, did you see the spoiler? And they didn't say what it is. Mm. But they'll be like, no, we don't know that. And no one has said that all season because it just, I don't know.
It doesn't exist, apparently. No,
exactly. And so, two night, 4 hours total, live finale. We'll get to see who he chooses. And before we get to Women Tell All, I guess we can just, let's knock this out of the park right now. Katie, the beginning of the season, you said he was going to end up with Hannah B.
Yeah.
Who does he end up with? This time next week, who are we talking about? Peter and?
I don't know. I'm going to say no one.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to go no one, too. I'll double down on that.
Oh, two there. I'm going to pick someone, and I think that we're sitting here next week, and we're talking about him and Hannah Ann.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not just saying that because it's the only person on my – Bachelor fantasy team that's still.
Also, side note, this is like one of the first times that it's actually, like, no offense, but like one, like me versus you, or
I usually get knocked out.
I get the last two.
Yeah, I usually get knocked out before long before hometown. So the fact that I've got a puncher's chance here, let's go.
I have Madison and Ryan has Hannah Ann. But I actually would, if I had to pick someone, I actually think I would go Madison.
And I think that would make most sense with the mother saying, like, go get her. Because Madison could be someone who just is like, you know what? This is just too much. I'm out. Like, forget about even accepting or a proposal or being sent home or, like, I'm just leaving.
Yeah.
Because we thought that was a possibility last week. And maybe it was going to be a possibility, you know, going to this rose ceremony. So that I definitely could see as a...
And the mother really... was drawn to her, really liked her.
Yeah, I mean,
you can tell from the beginning. So she, maybe that would be cause for her to get as emotional as she is in that clip.
Yeah.
So if he ends up with no one, I mean, do we then have a situation like we had, and I don't want to go back, keep going back to Hannah, but to Hannah B, that is, do we have a situation like we had on her after show where she's asking somebody out? Do we have him asking someone out, whether it's Hannah B or one of the girls from this season, to try to, like, I made a mistake. Do we go down that road? Again, this is all going to be live, so we have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you guys like that, though, just as fans? Do you like, how, really, I would say with Colton, ever since him, you know, the rules, the rule book's kind of been thrown out the window. But you know what I mean? Like, you don't, now, I mean, I guess... There have been a couple. Has there been an engagement on Paradise over the last like 2 or 3 years?
We've had engagements, but I don't know that any of them have.
None of it happened
not
on the
recently.
Show, right? And you haven't had an engagement on The Bachelor or on The Bachelorette, really, right? I mean,
I was going to say Ed Rachel, obviously.
Brian and Rachel. But since Brian and Rachel, have you had another?
Well, Hannah did get engaged, but that crashed and burned
very
quickly.
But it crashed, right. Okay, so
Ari got engaged, but it crashed very quickly.
It crashed, right?
And so, we all watched that happen.
Yeah, right, yeah.
So, thanks,
ABC. I guess my question is, for purists, you know, people who go back to the early days of the show, you guys must remember where this thing started and the formula, you talk about formulas, was to find true love and happiness and for two people to end up together, you know, whether or not you check back in down the line if they were still together. But they were engaged, plans to be married, like to me, like Rachel and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of gotten pretty far away from that now at this point. I mean, really, we're not expecting it, that's for sure.
Well, Katie is an OG, so... Katie,
I don't know. You guys
I
go
definitely
back further
think
than
it's,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, it's more of, oh, are they going to just, like, end up together?
It's much
not
more
like
casual.
This big, like, when's the wedding? They're going to be engaged. Uh-huh. Like, it's definitely, I definitely agree. It's more like,
but
like
much more
not
casual.
Expecting. Like,
but do you prefer that? Do you prefer
that's what I'm getting at.
That there has to be an engagement and a wedding and a TV wedding and all this? Like we had early on?
I don't know. I mean, that originally was the point why people watched. Like, no matter where you were in your love life, like, you, like, at the end, like, that's what you got was, you know, a
proposal,
it
was automatic.
Engagement.
It was automatic.
Yeah.
Which was, my argument would be like, right, you know, nobody really bought into it. Like, the most questions I ever get is it real? Can that really be possible? You know what I mean? So a lot of people weren't buying that fairy tale anyway. It was still what the show was built on.
Right.
But, like, now the fact that it doesn't really happen, is that a reflection of real life and sort of the era that we're in where, you know, people get together, they don't stay together necessarily. They get married, but they may not stay married. You know, they get engaged, but they don't necessarily stay engaged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think... You know, people always watched it to see that final,
fairy tale.
Big engagement. Yeah, fairy tale. But now, like, if this doesn't end in like a full on engagement, which doesn't really sound like
it
is. I don't know.
Like
it doesn't feel
it
like
just
it.
Just really doesn't feel like
it. I definitely think the new Bachelorette season has a better
chance. And I think everybody, you know, behind the camera and everybody,
I think they
want to
go back
the show,
to those
roots. Yeah, I think they're looking
for that. They want to try to get back there because the past however many seasons
it just got off the rails a little bit.
Yeah, like you know? Yeah, I kind of like him, so I guess I'll and say yes.
And you can't really blame it all on youth because like Ari was older and we saw how that went. But although it ended up pretty nicely in the end, right?
He ended up with the right person for him. Yes. He took the a-hole detour to get there.
Yeah.
But he got there.
Yeah. And then Becca, they're still together.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, listen, I think that these sort of all over the place last three episodes that we've seen over the last Bachelor, Bachelorette, I like it a lot. And, I went back to this argument with your season with Peter and with Brian. Yeah. And when she seemed to be pleading to him, like, just propose. And I was on Team Peter of like, why do we need to have a proposal? Why? Mm-hmm. There's nothing that says we have to be engaged.
Yeah.
Why can't we just say, this is going to be great. Let's
we're
go.
Together.
We're together. Mm-hmm. Let's go into the real world, see what happens. Like, why does this have to be an engagement right now?
I
think Colton sort of embodied that ultimately because he said, like, I don't care. Like, you, me, it doesn't need to be us being engaged or married or fantasy suites or whatever. Like, I just want to be with you. Let's be together. Screw everything else.
Yeah.
And while it doesn't fit in with the show, and that made those episodes super awkward to edit because they're like, well, we don't really have that big, like, we're engaged. It's one of the few real parts of it where you can just say, like, okay, I like you or maybe even love you. This is cool. We've known each other for 2 months. Maybe let's just go be boyfriend and girlfriend for a while and see what happens. And it's this mind-blowing idea because, and I get the show is so you can find your wife or your husband
in an expedited period of time.
Right. So I understand that, and maybe it's because I'm a late adopter to this show.
You know,
I'm a Ben Higgins Bachelor
person.
I'm even
later than Ben Higgins.
And obviously you're a Rachel, right?
Well, I started watching with Nick.
Oh, there
because
you go.
I,
oh, God.
You know,
that'll taint anybody.
Yeah. Well,
he tried to go on the show for you.
Well, because somebody, you know, put my application in, and I'm like, well, I better watch. But, man, if there was a – but, you know, you can't say Nick. Like, there's still something that people seem to like about Nick because I now with Claire, you hear about Pablo. And that seems
Juan
like
–
the worst. That seems like the epitome. That seems like the ground floor.
No, he is like by far the worst Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Bachelor.
But I just bring up Nick too because that was their last attempt. Well, no, their last attempt was Ari. But Nick was older too, right? And he had been through it a little bit. He'd been a couple of Bachelorettes.
Fourth time's a charm.
And now Claire's the fifth time's a charm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know,
getting up there.
Yeah. Like, if we get back to the original, like, okay, we get down to the four, we get down to the three, two, that last person engaged, marriage, TV wedding, the whole, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah.
I've just really enjoyed this. Wait, this is my life. I'm going to take
more realistic.
It, yeah. Like,
it
I'm just going to take it down whatever path it means. And after 2 months, if the girl I'm going after in Colton's case doesn't want to get engaged and that's what's freaking her out, well, then let's not get engaged.
It's more unconventional and more realistic, therefore. You know what I mean?
And most of these relationships, even the ones that are engaged, like JoJo and Jordan, how long have they been engaged? They're perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did they need to get engaged at the end? If they would have just left and said, hey, let's be dating, they clearly are great together. So what does it matter whether you leave engaged or not if it's going to be a five-year engagement?
Like, didn't he ask her again or something like that?
Yeah, and that's happened a couple times, and that's great. Yeah. But what is it if you're
yeah,
what's
why
the difference
do the
between
first one? Why?
Being engaged and I even had that issue with Rachel, although obviously they're married now, was I need to be engaged because I want to get married, but then they waited 2 years. So like what's the rush if the engagement's gonna be prolonged?
They get the ring.
Yeah. And you get it for free.
That's an interesting discussion too because
fair point.
Well, I mean, sometimes the engagement, like, you know, once you get engaged, then, well, we'll figure out the wedding. But we're engaged.
Yeah.
At least we're engaged. You know what I mean? Sometimes that almost satisfies people's, you know,
you have
desires,
that
too. I mean,
You're good now, so now you can just take your time and figure out what you're going to do.
Everybody's different.
That's a very good point, though. The free large ring is...
Now, what do guys get? Like, I've heard guys sometimes, they get a little, you know, like... Maybe a nice watch or something like that, but
oh wait, I can get something out of this. Hold on, wait a minute.
I've heard this.
I might be changing tune on marriage. Hold
I don't
on.
Know if it's maybe been you know, like dangling a carrot in front of my. I don't know.
Honey, you know that if you propose, you're gonna get a nice watch.
I've heard people do that. Done. You know, and but I don't think the guy gets anything until we're walking down the aisle. Then maybe afterwards you get a watch or something.
Let's talk to Neil Lane about this.
Yeah, right.
We'll figure that out.
Well, I got a buddy, a friend of a friend that got married recently, and he married into the Asian culture. And in the Asian culture, it's customary for the man to get a role, like a nice watch, like a Rolex or something from his father-in-law. At the wedding. Anyway, a little. And I read that. He told me about it, but then I read somewhere that it, or I think I might have saw it on like that movie.
Crazy Rich Asian.
Yeah, I think so.
Fantastic film, by the way. You hear from movie reviews.
Oh,
so
I know.
Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
I gotta watch it all the way through.
Apparently the books are even better. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to read.
But anyway.
So we're down in our final two. We're going to see what happens next week. But in the meantime, we get this train wreck of Women Tell All. Which, all told, was probably only about a half hour because you had the rose ceremony.
It was so
then
bad.
You had the conversation with Rachel at the end, and in the middle, it was sort of just people screaming over each other. But we didn't even get all the women back.
No, we didn't have Kelly and Natasha, who I think were the two, I guess you can say, biggest people that were missing from there.
Well, they're two of the biggest ones from the show.
From the
period.
Show. So Kelly. Apparently said she wasn't invited, which I don't.
From Chicago,
I don't know.
And she had met.
Yes, I think
she
so.
Had met him before at a wedding at a hotel,
yes.
And she had this connection. And she was one of the few women that we saw a lot of, other than these final three, and or even four if you want to count Kelsey. And then the same thing goes for Natasha, because you want to talk about putting him in his place. Natasha did it without.
She called him out in every. Aspect that he wasn't, you know, being.
See, I don't really remember much.
Being fair,
and unlike Victoria, it wasn't starting a fight. She was just saying like, "This is not right," and this needs to be done.
You made the wrong decision. Like, you should have done this instead of that. And he was like, "You're right. Like, I messed up."
So in a season full of people that are just not top of mind, two of the most
memorable, right?
Yeah, two of the most memorable people are just not there.
Yeah, and Natasha just said she couldn't. Make it.
Couldn't make it.
So I don't.
Got something else going
on.
Sure. More important, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, is it because Kelly wasn't chosen to be the Bachelorette? Is it maybe because again she's a lawyer? Is she just moving on away from Bachelor stuff and just wants to go back to her family
now
practice?
Now you decide
and,
that. Like,
I know. I'm just
after
I'm,
all your.
It just doesn't make sense to me. And for her to say she's not invited, why would ABC pass on one of the? But let's bring. Alexa, and Marisa back, but not
and then
Kelly.
There was somebody else that was there that I see in the back corner. She was a dip. I think she's, for some reason, my gut is she's going to make a pretty big splash on the beach in Paradise.
Well, they all want to make a splash in Paradise.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The people we did have, and you won't remember.
Savannah?
There was a girl. I'm not sure. There's a girl from Chicago who sat in the back left corner. You barely saw her, but she was like done the first night. She didn't even sleep. She didn't even. Sleep in the mansion.
Well, that was probably Marisa who got in the fight with McKenna, right? Who said, like,
yeah.
Oh, you went home
which
night
we had,
one.
Which we liked the first.
Yeah.
Like, the first night, they did a whole background story stuff, and then she was just cut.
Just gone.
That was it.
It was Katrina, Marisa, Alexa, Kylie, who? Sarah, Kiara, Deandra, Savannah, who was the only person that would defend, Alea, Tammy, Cian, Lexi, Sydney, Victoria P, McKenna, Kelsey, Victoria F. Half of those people, I could have made up names and you would
I'm
have.
I'm pretty sure Kylie was not a real person.
Yeah, no. There's just someone that they hired to see.
And the
sit
only
there.
Reason that I thought. Please. That's what I was just going to say. The only reason I remembered Katrina was because she went on a date with Chris B for Valentine's
Not just a date, by the way. They ended up going to JJ's wedding together.
Huh.
And
true.
When you have the skis hanging out together, I mean, does it get any more official than that? I mean,
true.
Maybe Chris's 12th bachelor relationship will be successful.
Yeah, I did remember Katrina. I couldn't have picked her out to tell you that was Katrina, but I did remember her. But Kylie, like, I'm pretty sure I've never seen her.
No. That's just, and I don't, Alex with an A, because I don't want to set off people's devices. I don't remember her, and like half of these girls, Savannah, I only remember because she was the only one in the house defending Alea, and apparently she's still serving as her guard, because when everyone was attacking Alea, she stood up again and was getting in people's face.
Well, she needed that last push for paradise.
Yeah.
Do you think some of those girls got invited back because they needed seat fillers, basically?
They were seat fillers for the season.
Yeah.
Forget about for women tell all.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just we didn't get anything from half of these women, and that was part of what I think brought this season down, is you had every week there was some screaming, and that's sort of it. There was nothing to pull you in other than bits and pieces that we got. Okay, a little of Hannah Ann here, a little of Madison here, and then fights in between, and that was it.
So we spent a lot of time here kind of knocking the women, but what about him? I'm just curious, because again, you guys watched a lot more than I did. I watched enough, but I'm just curious what your thoughts, because we always talk, when I've been here in the past, we always talk about, like, where do you rank this bachelor or bachelorette? And I mean, what is your review of Pilot Pete? And I mean, and without knowing what the finale will look like, just, you know, we're 99% of the way there, right?
Yeah, I was really excited for him for his season.
So you going in, you liked him, because that's important.
I liked him. Yeah, I wasn't like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see him as a bachelor, because he was kind of like a little bit more on the soft spoken side. Didn't kind of reminded me of Ben Higgins, which I liked this season, but he was like for. Just like night like
an enjoyable nice. Boring season. Yeah, was Ben. Yeah, like yeah. I enjoyed Ben's season a lot.
I did too.
It wasn't like, oh my god, incredible, but it was just. He nice. Seemed like a nice guy. Nice yeah. is the perfect.
I mean,
he's
a nice guy.
It seemed
Put
like a
this
nice
way,
season.
Like, I really look forward to eventually meeting Ben, just because, man. And I heard so
much. Yeah,
the producers. I could tell you guys loved him. Producer loved him too. Producers, at least to the point that, you know, I was there and hanging out with all the producers. They couldn't say enough good things. Like, he was their favorite bachelor. Mm-hmm.
Well, and they're still looking. They're still looking for that person.
So I think mm-hmm. probably, you know, they knew that hopefully fans would perceive him that way a little bit, and then they knew how much they liked Ben. So if they could kind of get the same type dude with him, then it will everybody wins. But I think they got even sort of a more watered down version of him. Really,
I mean
how old was Ben too when he was a bachelor? Just for food for thought.
I don't.
Late 20s.
He's late 20s.
I mean, Peter definitely, and he would be the first to say, I think, made some poor decisions this season. Just
he was like the poor man's Ben Higgins. Is that safe?
How he handled certain situations, how he made some of his choices, I think. And I think he would be the first person
to
say,
seems like he
you know,
some...
I could have done better here. I could have, you know. Yeah. I don't know. It was an okay season, but
it's almost
I think a
over.
Lot of it has to
it's
do
almost
with
over, more,
this,
most importantly.
This pick of women.
Yeah, I think it was a subpar season. I liked him going in as well. I thought it was a solid choice. Yeah. Obviously, I was Team Mike all the way.
Yeah, we wanted Mike, and I think a lot of people also wanted Tyler, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tyler's pretty to look at, seemingly fine. But I had no issue with Peter. And still don't, by the way. I think, like Katie said, a lot of unforced errors, things that he could have helped move this season along and avoid a lot of the drama that would suck up the air for 2 weeks, and he didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Similar to what Hannah did at times, too. She made a lot of the same mistakes or he ended up making a lot of the same mistakes she did. Whereas if she would have gotten rid of Luke 3 weeks earlier, I think it would have been smoother.
Sure, yeah.
If he would have gotten rid of Victoria or not let the McKenna thing with Tammy go on for like so many, or not bring Alea back. I mean, you could bring back four
right,
or five
right.
things that if he didn't do, meaning just, okay, let's cut our losses and move on, I think he would have had a better chance. But yeah, ultimately, I just think he's hamstrung by this batch of 23 and 24-year-old women who just weren't a right fit for him. And I don't want to put it all on them because, like I said, he had a lot of mistakes. And as Katie said, he would admit that as mm-hmm. much, especially watching it back. I'm sure he did a lot of face palms. Like, what in God's name was I thinking?
Why did I do that?
Yeah, so ultimately, I think it was a subpar season. I still think he's a good dude. I think he means well.
Oh,
I
don't, yeah, definitely I don't think, a good dude. I think he means well, too.
I don't think we saw anything here that makes you think, oh, that's... he's bad. There were multiple times with Ari, not even at the end where he was the ultimate whatever, but there were times you're like, oh yeah, this isn't good.
Yeah. I mean, all positive things with Peter is just how he handled certain situations. And I think it was the pressure of the show. Like,
it's just a lot.
You have to make a decision. You don't really have time to think about things before, like in a conversation or when you're sending someone home or when someone comes back.
And they hamstrung him, and I hate to use that word again, but bringing Hannah B. back for the first episode when clearly both of them still had feelings for each other and it was still raw. And I, you know, initially it was like, okay, we'll give him that chance for closure, and they sort of had it. But then to bring her back for that first date, I just think that set him way back to the point where he's an S-ing her back in the house. And to watch this back, you know, we talked about this even as it was happening. If he ends up with one of these women, how do you watch this back and say, wait a minute, forget about months ago, 7 weeks ago, you're standing there asking her to come back into the house with her sitting in your lap?
Because you're not over her. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're now with me sitting. It was just a perfect storm, because even these women, like, most of them seem like they're fine. Like, I'm sure 90% of it, they're good. They're there for what they want to be there for. It's fine. It just wasn't a good mix for what he was trying to accomplish, what they were trying to accomplish. It just didn't all work. The girls are fine. He's fine. It just didn't all mix. You know, like, you might like one thing, you might like another. Doesn't mean you're going to like them together.
Right.
And I think that's what happened and ultimately sort of brought the season down. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the girls individually. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with Peter individually. Just
everything
the combination
together.
Of everything was not. Yeah.
Just didn't so much work out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think we saw why, you know, they finally get to these women talking to each other. And I love how they edited it so they left in this middle chunk where they were all just yelling at each other. And they could have easily, with all the footage they had, they could have easily pieced stuff together where it was just actually things you could understand.
Mm-hmm.
But they purposely left in this long stretch of just rah, 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 rah. You couldn't understand a word anyone was
so
saying
bad.
Until Chris finally, okay, we're going to go to commercial, whatever.
He wasn't very involved in this woman tell all. I think he was kind of over it. And he was just like,
I think
I'm
you're
just
right. I think sometimes, you know, it is
what happens.
A pretty good indication of what kind of season it was. I don't know. I mean, I didn't get to know Chris too well, but you sort of like pick up on his body language and his how invested he is with everything, you know, but especially by the end of it, the tell all. It's like, how hard is he really trying to care here?
Mm-hmm.
I just think he's other, some years he's more interested, like Becca. He really seemed to really like Becca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he was like sort of, you know, mostly invested in that, you know?
Yeah, last night you could definitely
a pretty
see
good gauge.
Like they cut to him and he was just like sitting
yeah,
there like,
give me a break.
Oh my gosh, is this over? Like, commercial, please.
Well, and as the producer, you know, not the producer like, hey, go with this person, but producer of the show, he's sitting there and he knows in his head, okay, this is clearly not going to be the highlight of the season. So
clearly.
He already knows there, because the way they put the show together, we're going to eat up a big chunk of this in the beginning and a big chunk at the end. So you know what? We'll have them yell at each other for a bit. We'll have, you know, Tammy roll her eyes a bunch. We'll have her, you know, call out McKenna for rehearsing her lines.
Yeah.
McKenna can say, "How dare you?" And okay, clap, clap, clap.
And bloopers.
Bloopers. Oh, and then we move on.
Yeah. Because going through the motions a little
right,
bit.
Because even the one-on-ones they have, most seasons, they sit people down in the hot seat and we get some juicy stuff. They bring Kelsey in. Oh, what are you thinking about when you got champagne in the eye?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but like I don't think she is clearly completely over the whole champagne gate. Like Chris Harrison brought it up and she was just like, "Oh my God, we're going to talk about this again." Like, isn't this old news by now? But that was the big thing.
That in some seasons that might be just like a blip.
In some seasons, that might only be a blooper.
Yeah.
But in this season,
it became a big thing.
We're going to make this
a whole storyline,
a tent pole of the season.
Yeah.
And that tells you really all you need to know.
True.
Then they sit down. There's not really anything to go. You know, she tries to say how she's being vulnerable by crying all the time. And listen, there's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. But being emotional about champagne does not make you vulnerable. And I think she was trying to make these connections similar to how McKenna was, you know, "I'm strong with my voice." She was trying to make it into a "don't attack me for being vulnerable." But I don't think anyone was attacking her for being vulnerable. Yeah. It was for getting drunk and crying about champagne. Yeah. Two very different things.
Yeah.
And ultimately, Katie, you're 100% right. They were going to try to see, like, maybe she's a villain. And then, like, oh, no, she's kind of cool. And I do think she's kind of cool. But it just didn't fit.
Yeah.
I hope she goes to Paradise. I think she'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
This didn't really work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they bring in Victoria, who, again, there was a lot going on. So let's sit her down. We're going to get, okay, they've talked about with contestants before, like when Garrett, now he's the winner, but they sit Garrett down. They say, "Listen, you had these things, very inappropriate, whether it's racist or misogynistic, whatever." And they had let him have at it, and he, "Listen, I was ignorant. I need to be better. I'm learning." All right. They sit her down. They give her the, "Have you broken up any marriages?" "No." "Okay, thanks for coming." And like,
"Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're not going to talk about the fact that you did a photo shoot that mocked Black Lives Matter? Oh,
yeah.
we're just gonna leave that
and
on the side."
And for it being such a huge deal, like Cosmo pulled the cover and like all of this stuff, like I understand you don't want to talk about it, but it's this huge thing going on with you as a contestant and Bachelor Nation, and you're not going to address it. Even like you said, like we've addressed these things in the past and we didn't get that last night.
And what made it even more glaring for me is almost immediately afterwards, they have this panel with Rachel talking. Obviously, it's more about harassment and stuff, but in general, it dealt with racism and how you can, it just, which again, we'll get to that because I think it's an important conversation to have. I'm glad they did it. But to me, it fell flat in that you had an opportunity to talk about racism.
Yeah.
And especially within a show that has been.
Well, I mean, was that their way of touching upon it? Like rolling it into Rachel's segment of bullying?
Well, like they bring Rachel out. Rachel is the first Black bachelorette. So she's a pioneer in that sense, right? And so it makes sense for her to be the one to start this conversation because she had to go ahead of other people, right? And she took a lot of flack for it, which is ridiculous.
Definitely.
But, you know, she's touching on the fact that anybody, you know, of color comes on the show and people do seem to be in attack mode. I mean, just because it's not what I guess to an extent, right? It's not what people really want when it comes to the Bachelor franchise. Well, they want more cookie cutter, you know?
Well, I think we can disagree a little there. I think it's the loud people on the internet don't want that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
And
yeah,
so
I mean, just I mean, I'm talking about
the trolls.
With the trolls,
right?
You know, I mean,
but the thing is, and I want to dive into the Rachel thing because it's hugely important, especially for this show, which has ignored this sort of language for so long. But why do you have, before you dive into a lot of racial stuff and harassment and stuff, how do you not ask Victoria about this? you had a winning thing where you got to be in Cosmo, and like Katie said, they pull the cover and say, yeah, that's not happening because this girl took pictures with Confederate flags and with saying, you know, white lives matter and all this different stuff. How do you not at any point bring that up to her and instead just be like, did you break up any marriages? Nope. Okay, thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was almost as if that it was like some sort of contract thing or like something with maybe her lawyer saying you can't bring it up, which like, oh, you're not going to get Victoria F. And if you talk about this, and they're like, oh, we kind of want her. And so they're not going to talk about it. Like it was so like not apparent that maybe that it should probably could have been that reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. So maybe she goes to them and says, I'm not showing up if you bring that up.
Right, because then after that, it went into, you know, bullying, essentially, and the racism and the racist comments and all of that. So maybe that was, you know, kind of their way saying, we don't condone this, and this is, we're doing this whole segment on... Yeah. Which was great, and it was the perfect segment for Bachelor Nation and all this stuff. But at the same time, I think it should have been addressed in Victoria's manner.
Yeah, it just seemed like you let her off the hook.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like they weren't allowed to talk about it somehow.
I think you might be onto something there. Maybe they had to leave it out. Maybe they couldn't.
Or they just chose, hey, we like Victoria and what she brings to the table, and we're going to love her in Paradise. And if we talk about this and we don't like the answers that she gives, or more importantly, the audience doesn't like the answers that she gives, because what if she gets defensive and says, like, it's just a photo shoot. I was just doing my job. Oh, my God, guys. Oh, my God, we can't bring her to Paradise, and we lose one of the few recognizable names from here. None of us know.
And
it seems so...
Your point is both you guys make great
points.
It
seems so glaring to not bring it up. That's just... It's not like some of these things that happen off camera and they don't affect the show. It was clearly right in the middle of some of these biggest decisions that the show had to make. And
yeah, and not only did they leave out that, which is obviously most important out of all of her, I guess, issues, but like they didn't even bring up the Chase Rice.
Oh, either. I didn't even have that in my notes.
And like that was a
at
huge
the time that
part
was big. That was one
of her relationship with Peter.
Yeah.
And they didn't even bring that up either. So I feel like it was some sort of
this is what I'll talk
lawyer
about. This is what I won't
like,
talk
this is
about.
The only thing I'm going to talk about.
That's a great point. Because,
like,
and I don't
do
know if you saw that
about
episode.
Yeah, well,
but, so
I
she
know
had a
all
she had a one on one in this great big date, and like, oh, he knows that she likes country music, so oh my God, we have this Chase Rice concert. Turns out she dated Chase Rice. Now, to what extent Chase and her have differing opinions on how much they actually dated, but either way, they had a previous relationship. So that is a fantastic point. How do they not bring up Chase Rice?
Yeah, I can kind of see why they didn't bring up that whole photo shoot thing. They should have. It was a big part. But at the same time, like, to leave out the other huge thing that happened.
And that was actually on the show, unlike the Cosmo
that
thing,
was
which
like
happened
a whole
off the
episode.
Show.
Like, that was one full hour of that episode. Like, that was a huge thing, and they didn't even
it had to be what she had to give them a list of what she wouldn't talk about then. That's a great point. Could leave both of those
thing,
out.
Like, the only kind of mention of that happening was when they accused of Alea reading things online and then coming back.
Yeah, and that seemed poorly edited, so I imagine there was more there.
They were definitely insinuating that whole thing, but again, they didn't even... Was it edited? They didn't even mention that.
No, that's why you're the best. That's a good one right there. Yeah. So I'm going with that. Wanting to keep her around. I think Victoria had her quote unquote demands.
I mean, I think it had to have been.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because even the whole Marissa thing, like, they only said, have you broken up marriages? No. Okay. Well, thanks for sitting with us. Thanks for answering all these hard questions.
Great chat.
Like,
let's move on. Bloopers.
Let's bring out Peter.
Yeah, okay. And they brought out Peter. I didn't really, much like the rest of the women tell all portion, I didn't think there was anything massive here. I don't know if anything he said really I mean,
I don't think anything he ever says is that freaking. I don't know. I mean, that's just me, but.
Well, I do enjoy that.
Nothing is that earth-shattering that he ever. He kind of says the same thing all the time.
I do enjoy that they asked him what his favorite part was, and it was like, oh, dating 25 women at once. I mean, he didn't put it in those words. He's like,
still,
oh, all the
still
relationships.
Blows my mind.
And I'm like, good for you, dude. Like, that's right.
Classic Peter.
Yeah, like classic Peter dating 25 women. Peter man. It just, you know.
Fell flat.
Yeah, I mean, he said that because we had talked about how after the 2-on-1 with McKenna and Tammy, like, how do you not send them both home there if you're not going to give her a rose? He says he didn't know he wasn't going to give her a rose. I don't know that I buy that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess it sort of gives us an answer to that portion. But otherwise, yes. Like, oh, maybe I wouldn't have focused on the drama, but it was there. Okay. Bloopers.
Yeah.
Like most of the show.
Cue the bloopers.
But I do want to get to this thing with Rachel. You know, it was great to see her, by the way.
Yeah.
Because she's sort of nonstop, whether it's doing sports stuff or her own podcast, or she's all over the place.
You got to admit, she's probably one of the hardest workers in the whole franchise. I mean, just in terms of somebody who, you know, took their platform and tried to make the most out of it. I mean, she does great, and she's good at what she does. I mean, you sports guy, and I mean, I've seen her do, First Take, I think.
Yeah, and she's done radio hosting on
Fantastic.
Sundays for NFL,
yeah.
Which is a huge task for anyone, let alone someone who was a lawyer by trade,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, shortly into your broadcasting career, you're sort of moderating a very fast-paced environment. Mm. So she's done a great job. And, of course, they have her do the heavy lifting here as the first black
yep.
bachelorette to go in and talk about, okay, some of this hate that gets spewed at us. And like you said, Matt, she got so much of it after she was chosen, which
yeah.
is ridiculous.
Yeah,
and,
silly.
You know, just shows that obviously we've, you know, listen, and we're sort of in the same boat. You know,
uh-huh.
listen, we're straight white middle class men on the East Coast. Like, hello, we were born on second base. We have not had to deal with a lot.
It's true.
So to see someone, anyone, Rachel or otherwise, who gets stuff thrown at them, just like, oh wow, you have to deal with that. There's no like escaping racism. Like she just has to deal with that everywhere she goes, no matter what. And so that's just stuff we never have to deal with.
It's a great
and
point.
So to, you know, hear her talk about how a big part of this was just this vile stuff that gets thrown at her for honestly no reason. It's
no
not
reason.
Because of anything she did.
No. Nope.
It's just, oh, you're going to be on my screen as The Bachelor and you're black. So
mm-hmm. you're an open
yourself.
Target for me.
And
yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was insane.
And or to hear, you know, to see these messages that she read that were, you know, and they warned that we're going to be super graphic and like about people's hair and just, you know, it can't be blonde, it can't be curly, it can't, like...
Yeah, people have no lives.
Oh,
no
my
lives.
God.
I mean,
like,
a...
To take the time to, yeah. like, send these hate messages, like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, listen, mm-hmm. we love everyone that listens to this, and even the few that send the not nearly as vile messages as those, but some, like, whatever messages. But if you ever think, like, this is a good idea to send something like that, you have to reevaluate so many more things than what you're watching on TV. Because mm-hmm. these are life choices that you are clearly doing
wrong. There's something
wrong.
Deeper there.
Yeah.
There's,
like,
a,
yes.
there's a bigger issue.
If you ever have to
play.
Feel like you get on your phone and be like, you're a bee and you need to kill yourself and this and... You're doing life
That's
wrong.
What I mean,
yeah.
when you, you know, some people like the argument will be, oh, you know, you went on the show, you're opening yourself up. Yeah, I'm just saying in general, not for anyone of color, but like you go on the show, that's, you know, that's your choice and, you know, it's our choice. But like, to some extent, you know, I mean, criticism.
Well, that's
I mean,
the word because they made sure to distinguish.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you go and act like an idiot or do something, and you get criticized,
you
that's fine, because he
up.
Even said, like, other than criticism, because, yes, you are absolutely opening
sure.
yourself up to the world yeah. to criticize how you act or what you do.
As a public figure.
Exactly. But other than criticism, have you gotten these just, it's really just hate speech.
Hate, yeah.
And every single person raised their hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, even here, every week we talk about, we use the words crazy and dumb and whatever, but we're talking about within the show. Like,
yeah.
I like to think that at no point And it's certainly, if it's come across that way, I'm sorry, but at no point are we saying like, oh, this person is and attacking their, you know, character.
Not.
With the rare occasions, you know, like if you're beating your wife or something or girlfriend and getting arrested for it, like, I'm going to call you out for that and have no issue with that. But in general, like we're talking within the show, it's all fun. It's a dating show, you know? But when you get into like some of these messages that she couldn't even get through, and I don't blame her. It's just, it's crazy that that's every single day.
Yeah, it's sad.
Just because it's a dating show, people. Like,
well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you can't take it with a grain of salt and, you know, just have fun with it, like, you got issues.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's
just
something deeper.
For people that are that invested and where, you know, so invested that I guess the way they feel, I want to say deep down, but it's really not deep down, but really it shows your true colors. Like, you can't help but just spew that hate out there is because it's not like something has aggravated you. This is just who you are. You know what I mean? Something has aggravated you, but, you know, beneath the surface, this is the person that everybody around you, like friends and family, they should know that you're just a hateful person, you know?
And it's just so many times, you know, we, you know, in the business, you know, beyond The Bachelor here on the radio side, when we get people who, you know, write off these vile things, and then you go look at their profiles and it's like a picture with their daughters or, you know, Christ follower or all these things. And it's like you just wish you could hold a mirror up sometimes and be like, what if someone was talking to your daughter that way? I'm sure you would flip out and say, why are you saying that to my daughter? Or when has Jesus Christ ever, you know, find me in a, like, and on this day he said to the apostles, F you B. Like, no, that's not, like, just, I wish, and all of us could use it sometimes, but especially people with this just hatred, just look in the mirror, like, say it to yourself and be like, oh, that, I don't like how that looks.
Yeah, right. Or record it and play it back.
And, you know, a lot of times it is people who are just going to be angry about everything.
Yeah.
They're career angry people. They just want to be mad. They just want to send hate out there. Maybe
what
makes,
a life.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, maybe it makes them feel better about themselves or things that they feel like they were wronged. I don't know. But it just, it was striking to me to watch Rachel reading these words, and you could sort of see how all of the women were affected, whether it was the messages about them or not, because it's just, that's the one thing that united them all, unfortunately, is they all just get this mud thrown at them. Mm-hmm. And like, because they went on a dating show.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, everybody's had to do it. And it's like, you have to get used to it, find a way to deal with it or avoid it or whatever. But like, everybody that's ever been on the show, anyone that's ever done reality TV has had it to some extent. So it is something that, even though, you know, you make the choice to go on the show, you never are ready for any of this. Think about it. Think before you speak. Think before you
before
type.
Before you type is exactly.
You know?
People, when they say these things, some of them might not think that these people are even seeing them or reading them. And then to see last night that, yeah, we're reading everything. We're getting your messages, and like, it's not great. So hopefully that has some impact for some people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that serves as the mirror that we're hoping that people can
hopefully,
use.
Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed.
I think it's important. Hopefully it sort of brings some of that back and gets people to just be nice to each other. That's all. Yeah. We're all trying to get through life. Let's be nice to each other. If you think you know how this ends, you have no idea. As Chris says, we'll find out next week, two-night finale, like we said. Before we take off, around Bachelor Nation, do you have any news, Katie?
Well, the new Bachelorette.
I
was
going to
say,
let's
we
lead
can't
off with
leave
that.
Without talking about that.
let's lead with that.
Claire from Juan Pablo's season, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor Winter Games.
Bachelor in Paradise
everything.
2.
I think it's a great choice, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, I mean, I could... I just like extended my thoughts on it to somebody involved with the show and just said, wow, great decision. I think it's fantastic. I think the decision to go a little older is going to be very refreshing. I think they're going to reel back in some of the old, you know, the OG fans basically are going to be happy about this. Mm-hmm. Even some people might, like we say OG, but like I have my aunt, she's in her 60s. She's loved it forever. I think that it's hard to watch somebody that, you know, you could be their
grandmother.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, you're watching 20-year-olds figure themselves out for you know, a public audience. But, like, you just – it's hard to make a connection. It's hard to really be – love the show as much as you once did when they get younger and younger. So I think it'll be cool for people who have been watching for a while and people that have gotten to see Claire – and feel like she really deserves to find somebody. Because let's face it, you know, I mean, she's seasoned for this. She doesn't seem like the type. She started when the when, you know, the social media stuff wasn't as big of a deal. So I think she really has some pure intentions. And I think she's beautiful, actually. I mean, I think she's pretty. I mean, I think she's, I think they made a good move here.
I think, listen, they didn't have a great batch from this season to choose from.
Nope,
and so then it became, well, where do we take that next person from? And allegedly Hannah B. was their first choice.
Okay.
They couldn't agree on the money. And then, of course, her people say, it's not about the money, which, of course, means it's about the money. Mm-hmm. Whenever you say it's not about the money, it's about the money. They
and
said,
then she accepted the Dancing with the Stars tour.
Exactly. And so that was sort of the, well, I'm doing this, as if you can't, A, do both, or B, pass on that for, there's no way that's paying more.
Oh,
but whatever.
Old Hannah, they were going to bring her
back. Yeah.
And
to do,
have her do it again?
Do it again.
I heard that, but I didn't really think.
So
I didn't
she
know
was their top choice, allegedly.
Wow.
But they couldn't come
maybe
to terms.
Maybe she'll be next.
Yeah.
Next,
for a
like,
round, for a repeat.
Yes.
A rerun.
And
which I could see. I mean, she kind of, you know, what she went through, I guess she deserves that, you know?
Absolutely.
And she was a good. Like,
yeah, she was good.
Was
people
positive,
liked her.
Yeah, people
her season
really liked
was
her.
Fun. There was a lot going
the
on.
The only thing I will say about her is, do you think that people kind of have their fill, though? Like, I know that there are people saying, you know, even when she came on those first couple episodes, like, and it was coming right off of
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it was
there's
like
a lot.
A lot, you know,
of Hannah B, for sure. But they clearly thought it was okay.
Yeah.
They couldn't come to terms. I didn't really know Claire. I started watching after her season. I knew her from Winter Games, and to me, she didn't really represent herself that well there because, you know, she was into Benoit, and then she was not, and then he left. Well, then they get engaged on the after show, but then they break up.
Yeah.
But the fact that Benoit immediately, like not waiting, whatever, immediately posted, like, congrats, you're going to be great, that made me feel a little bit better about it so that, listen, it just didn't work, but that's fine. She didn't do anything to him where he's holding a grudge.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that she's a little older.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll not saddle her with 23 and 24-year-olds. Last
night,
sounds
like they're scrambling. And
yeah, they were specifically casting for our new bachelorette, Claire. So, again, probably having to age up a little bit so that they can get her some early 30s to early 40s.
I think I read something. Yeah, I mean,
I mean,
think
is 40 are 40s even allowed on bachelor shows?
I think you're going to be surprised.
Old.
I mean,
that's basically elderly, and they have their own elderly show coming. So yeah. I don't know if they're going to want to use.
I think they want to close that whole gap and just cover every, you know.
But will a 40-year-old be allowed on a bachelor show?
My gut is you're going to see a 40-year-old. I think it's going to happen.
I think
there'll be a few 40-year-olds.
Yeah,
but I think it's definitely still going to skew
younger.
Huh? You can't give especially, her a 25-year-old.
Especially since she said during the announcement that age doesn't matter and she's always gone for
right.
younger
well,
guys.
Right, well, that could
that's
add
that's not
to it.
Helping
but
the casting department.
Even still, though, I don't know. If they're going older, they got to go older. They actually have to go older. They can't just pick the lead older and keep everything else the same. So I think the trend, I think you're going to see older guys. I do.
I hope so.
And it's more fun, like, how old are you?
I'm 38, same as
38. How old are you?
29.
I'm 35. You know, we want to watch the show, right? But, like, 29 is fine to still watch. But, like, for us, you can't really relate as much as you can. Now you're going to relate. Like,
trust me, if I were dating today, and I can guarantee you that while I would have my little app set for people in their 20s, that part wouldn't be for dating.
Yeah.
And at no point would I have any realistic thoughts of, oh, we could totally have a lot that we would connect on, like with
just
a 25-year-old on a
it's
dating.
Just a big gap. 38 to 25, I mean.
But especially this way, just, because going, it'd be one thing if it's a younger woman dating an older guy, because at least she's more mature. You're telling me you're going to take a woman who's more, you know, she's gonna really be like generally more mature anyways, and you're gonna go to a
45-50.
You're gonna give her a 25-year-old who has the mentality of like a 13-year-old?
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
to me, that just can't fly.
There'll be a lot of people who say, "Oh, you know, who were you to say?" I'm just from experience, you know. I think you're just increasing her chances, is all I'm saying, of finding what she sets out to look for. If you throw in some, you know, just give her a wide array. And that's to say you can't have, there are some 25-year-old guys out there who are more mature than I am. I mean,
absolutely.
You have people who you know, aren't stuck in that mold, you know?
Well, and we use the example all the time of Becca, you know, the younger Becca, when she was dating Ari, and it was the big deal was how old, and I didn't care because she was more mature than the 31-year-olds on the show. Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. That's a great point. I don't want to say every 25-year-old isn't going to be a match for Claire, but I just, in general, you're more likely to find someone who they're going to be ready to settle down, have kids, or whatever they want to do, get married, if you're skewing a little closer to her age.
38, 32, 36, 30, 35, you know, something like that.
Because you give her a bunch of 24-year-old guys or 25-year-old guys that just want to be social media influencers, that's just not going to fly.
Yeah.
She's going to get rid of them super quick. It's just not, it's going to be terrible. Train wreck city. Like, please pass. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm still excited for it.
I think it'd be fun.
We'll see.
I think it'd be different. If anything, it'd just be something that's different. Because we were, Colton was younger. Peter was younger. It was, you know, Hannah's younger. They just have to change it up, you know?
I think this is the chance to be a better version of Ari. Like, this is what they wanted in Ari.
Right.
They wanted someone, all right, someone who'll take it more seriously and people that are like,
very
back, brings fans back. Like you said, the OG fans who maybe are a little older, bring them back.
I think it feels very similar to the Ari thing.
Except I think it'll
end
backfired.
Up better. Ari backfired. Hopefully this will be.
She's done, her interviews have been great.
Yeah.
This last couple days, I think she's really handled herself well. She seems ready. She seems like she knows what she's getting into. I think she's going to be awesome. But initially, I was just a little confused because I didn't have a ton of time with her.
Yeah, right.
Because I only knew her from Winter Games. But just hearing her interviews and people who know her talking about her, I think A+. I think it'll be a fun season.
Good choice.
You really think she just found out like over the weekend?
I do. I think, honestly.
No, I buy that too, really.
No, I think they were trying to get Hannah B right up until the end.
Yeah, and I knew she was even a contender last time because people, they were kind of like, who, you know, it was kind of another season, like, who are we going to get? Like, Hannah B was, she was good. They didn't think that, or people didn't think that she could really
carry
a full season.
Yeah.
Because then it was, you know, Kaylin and I don't even remember.
Yeah,
the
so
other
people
last
would bring up Claire,
and people were like, "Oh, what about Claire from Juan Pablo's season?" And that's kind of when she kind of started becoming relevant again.
Okay.
And then it was just kind of shut down. Hannah was announced,
sure.
And then it kind of went away. And then
we know in the past they've picked right up to the last minute. They've said, "No, we're going to go with somebody else." Like days before.
Well, they were filming Kayla's hometown, like, background stuff before they shut that down and were like, never mind.
And that's rough. But, I mean, that's the nature of
and
it.
And Luke Pell
had his bags packed, was ready to leave.
Like, at the airport.
Yeah.
And those ended up working out just fine by making those other decisions. So.
Here's what I think is cool, because we talk about the age thing, you know. And it's just, it's going to be older. It's going to be more relatable to people who have been around it for a while. But the other part of it is, too, I think it's going to bring up some very interesting debates. Like, I know that, like, some of the things people bring up Bachelor stuff to me and, well, you know, the new Bachelorette is 38, you know? How has she not found love yet? And I know a lot of people are like, you couldn't, you know, when I went on or anybody goes on the show, what's wrong with finding love, like, in a normal setting? Well, maybe we've tried the normal setting. Maybe we want to try something else, you know, shake it up a little bit And, you know, like, I think that's an interesting thing, too, where you see somebody who's 38 or you even see somebody who's like 50 and single and you're like, what's wrong with that? But that's like the first thing you think about, which I think is silly. So I think, you know, especially like we're living in a different time where like it's not like, oh, you have to be, you know, 38 and married with kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
everyone's
gonna, I think
gonna
it's gonna shatter that. I think, you know, we'll get away
from
that.
To talk about with age, you know, good and bad. Like, there's always just gonna be people.
Yeah, you're too young.
Aren't into
you're
it.
Too old. Or you're too this. You're too that. Like, no, everybody. You know what you are. You're what you are, and you're what you're where you're supposed to be. As long as you are okay with that.
Yeah. And then people say, oh, 38, like, oh, you know, the clock's ticking or whatever. I'm like, isn't that kind of a, just a very, you know, kind of a
it's very
1970s narrow-minded way of looking at it, you know?
And not only
so
that, but like,
hopefully
I'm
that
sure
kind
she
of
knows.
Breaks us out of that way.
Exactly.
Yeah, like,
she's
yeah,
aware
yeah. I mean, let's not
that she's 38.
Yeah,
she's,
I mean,
wait
we're
a
not
minute,
in state
love.
The obvious
that's how old
here,
I am.
You know?
Oh and my God.
She's aware that if she does want kids,
and I'm sure she'll probably be. You know, she'll have fun with that whole thing. You know what I mean? She'll be cool about it because she's probably dealt with it for longer than she, you know, cares to have dealt with it. So
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it should be
and
cool.
And even before we get to Claire, we get Listen to Your Heart, which is on 4:13. Going to have a little quick little run, which is basically, if you're unfamiliar at this point, it's like The Bachelor, but with...
How could you
going
miss
on
it last
on
night?
One.
Yeah, exactly. But with music.
It's like, you know... The reality show version of Lady Gaga and...
Well, it's so funny. So clearly the guy who said that is like, it's a real-life Star Is Born.
Well,
have you not seen
I
a Star
that.
Is Born?
I've seen Star Is
Born. Okay, well then you should know.
Well,
hopefully,
how it ends, yes.
Hopefully
yes.
This is not a Star
no,
Is
no,
Born
no,
because
know,
that's going to go very poorly for someone.
But they just knew that there were two people that
right.
liked to make music and they fell in love and how... That could work, you know, in a
and
reality show.
And instead of Bradley
show,
Cooper and Lady Gaga, yeah. we get Rita Wilson and Jason Mraz. And so
I thought I saw.
Totally
I blinked. I thought I saw the kid who Hannah B. picked.
Jed.
I thought I saw
I mean,
Jed
maybe.
Real quick. I'm like, he would have actually. It, if things worked out better for him, he probably would have just avoided.
Well,
because
at least this
I
way
believe,
he can be honest about it.
I believe they tried. To get him.
Oh, they probably, okay. Yeah. So that makes sense. That doesn't
and
shock
he
me.
He turned it down and then made it this whole thing like, why is Chris Harrison like obsessed with trying to get me on the show? Blah, 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 all this stuff. And he's, plus he's in a relationship apparently.
Like
right
that
now,
matters.
So, we'll
so listen, I think this show is going to be awful. And I think I'm going to love every single second of it.
There it is.
This is going to be so good. They're going to basically...
It's going to be so bad. It's going to be
yeah,
so
and
good.
They're going to have these dates with performances, but instead of like on The Bachelor where they're dancing, they're going to be performing with the artists. So,
and when does that start?
4:13. It's basically, it's this little quick shot.
To get us to The Bachelorette.
Exactly. So now it's the, then there'll be a Bachelorette. The Bachelorette to Bachelor in Paradise to Summer Games to this older show right into The Bachelor. So they're like
full
year
year.
I think it's
round.
Been a goal for a while now. They just want to have something on
jam-packed
year
round.
Year
your only
round.
Break you're
well,
going to
you know
get
you're
is
gonna...
in the fall. Back, that'll probably be the older show.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know that Bachelor Nation is going to watch no matter how
yeah,
ridiculous
that's true.
The show
that's
is.
True.
Oh, this like hearing them talk about how like, oh my God, I really feel something with him, but then I also feel something with... And they're performing and kissing and just such a train wreck. It's going to be so good.
We can't wait.
It's going to be incredible.
You're pumping.
Are you not excited about this?
I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
I mean, you think one of them's going to die at the end, and you think that's great. So
spoiler alert.
I mean, she's, well, whatever. You don't know which one. Please, don't watch
good,
the movie.
Man.
It's terrible. So anything else, I mean, other than Listen to Your Heart?
I mean, on a really sad note. Tyler C's mom passed away.
Oh, yeah, that is,
which
that's
was
horrible.
Big news on Instagram.
Ugh.
But then back to a happier note. To end on a happier note, we kind of mentioned it. JJ Lane got married on Leap Day,
and it was a bachelor party.
Oh, really?
I mean,
sure was.
Of the-
Lace, Jared, Ashley, Chris B, Tanner, Jade, all in attendance there.
And I mean, some of the group shots were like they could have been from like some of these appearances that people pay for. So like JJ got these people
life.
To go to their wedding for free and if anything pay to be there because they're giving gifts. And these pictures look like basically a bachelor convention. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the
bachelor
happy couple.
Convention. They're onto something.
Wow.
There.
I
wow.
mean, how is that not a thing?
Look at that.
I mean, instead of these individuals,
that's their 2021 announcement, I think.
Do it at the casino or something.
Listen,
you could see it.
ABC, we're here. We'll plan it for you. We're ready to go. But we got a big finale next week. We will see. Will he be alone? Will he be with Hannah B? Will he be with Hannah A? Will he be with
Hennessy.
Will he just have Hennessy? I don't know what he's going to do.
But it does feel like once and for all, we'll just get the season over with.
We're finally going to be done. We're going to be on to singing and then The Bachelorette, and all will be well. But Matt, thank you for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm glad to be back with the full team.
I know,
right? All feels right in the world.
That, yes. Like, you know? You're in your comfortable spot.
For sure.
We were holding it for you. This is great. And, of
Can't
course, Katie, the OG of OGs.
That's for sure.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.